수였다. 어떻게 쓴데? 야간도마. 어떻게 쓴데?
Okay, also as usual, please visualize Manjushri in the space in front of you, and then do the practice of the seven limbs. Obeisance to my guru and protector Manjushri, who holds his heart, the scriptural text symbolic of seeing all things as they are, whose understanding shines forth as the sun, unclouded by defilements or traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways to the patient love of a father for his only son, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, tormented in the darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by the suffering. You, whose dragon thunder proclamation of Dharma arouses us from the stupor of our delusions, frees us from the iron chains of our karma, whose powerful sword of wisdom heals our suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing the way the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with 112 marks of a Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages, achieving the highest perfection of a bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, all living one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing my mind, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight in the Buddha's words and text that explains them. Right. So
독실. 단다 진대 송도 단다 러븐 러븐 루장기 가서 창조 창조 수장 송만 있어 창조 수장 지만 있어 아니 랑선 용수 시작하는 대라 산재 산재 주스 근데 송
내가 상기 가서 쥐 쥐어봐 쥐 상기
상기 쥐 쥐어봐 그래서
다만 쥐 안에 쥐 쥐어봐 쥐 쥐 So the great master Nagabodhi said that enlightenment is not given to us by anyone, but rather through recognizing the nature of our own minds. And that is what we call, that is what is referred to as the Buddha. So the first line, so by this Nagabodhi, so enlightenment is not the property of any one person. It's not owned by anyone.
가르쳐는 건지 다 잘라 다부자와 나신 아니지 미 소소히 잘라 다부자와 나신 체제 아니 강사 체다바 어떤데 결직이 다도 숨해 최신 말해서 즉당부터 숨고요.
So yeah, so enlightenment is not something that is owned by just one individual. Yeah. So that's the meaning of the first line. Okay?
어 뜻이 아니 바디 정주 수준지만 있다 정주 세디 아니지 수직이 다 소소라다 년바대 나신신이 다 정주 데려다 쓰니 마 대지 요 말에 수직 독신 대요 말했다.
And then the second line, enlightenment is not something that is given to us. Yeah. So enlightenment is not like a thing or a gift that is that can be bestowed upon us by someone. Yeah? So enlightenment is not like that.
Oh, that's it. That nema, that rangsam yongsu shabanas, that rangsam yongsu zobat shen dukala, that sanje sete tire statuta.
So when we realize thoroughly or completely our own mind, no, that is what is referred to as enlightenment.
Oh, 독신이 세상 다던다 산재 세대 던다 랑기 쓴데 용수 조가 신도 가라 산재 세대 다가 차기어래 세상으로 와 산재 세대 던다 팀 랑기 쓴 용수 조가 신도 가라 다 산재 세대 차인구여래.
So when we know, when we understand, we realize our minds, our own mind, completely, then that is what is referred to as enlightenment, and that is Buddha.
어떻게니? 다 돈다이니 아니지만 저야 다 세코 돈만 해봤네. 다다버도 라양 코아나 양네 양도 재미시. 다 대다도 바 십소를 쳐봐야네. 준세 가투구여래서나 조조 다 랑슨 랑슨 마도베니기 랑슨 마도보라 투대시. 봐 랑슨 마셔봐인자 랑슨 용수조고 마셔봐인자 코로와 재미시 쳐기여래.
We have been circling in this cycling existence in samsara since time without beginning. So if we look, basically we analyze, what is it that has caused us to be in such a state up to now? If we look at it if we analyze it carefully, I guess at the end of the day, it all has got to do with the non-realization of our own mind, because we do not have a complete understanding, realization of our own mind. So that is the reason. Yeah.
어 근데 신에 드네마 다 랑기셈 다 셴마트웨시 다 랑기셈 용수도 셴마트웨디 다 가르서서 진짜 콜 투버스나 저 랑기셈디 딥데바 시작거 다 디발라 투데 랑기셈디 딥데바 시작거 랑셈 딥데바 인상 지바티 원기 랑셈 용수 동마타시
So our minds have because we have not yet realized our minds completely, therefore we are still cycling in cyclic existence and have been doing so since beginningless time. So why is it that we have not yet realized our mind completely? We have not understood it fully. The main reason is basically, I guess, our minds have been obscured. Our minds have is obscured.
어떻지네 다 돈다니 근데 집대가시 다 돈다 근데 집아디 다 집에대 다 간데시 집아르스나 다 돈다 그래 다 집아디 세마토디 가릴 두고래 그러면 집대가디 세마토디 가릴 두고스나 돈다니 다 촉삼마토시 다 돈다니 촉 너 촉 무슨 촉아 가서 왔다 그래 촉사당 야구마시면내가 두대시 다 돈다
So then why is it that our minds have been obscured and are still obscured right now since from time of the beginning? It boils down to our not understanding the way to accumulate the collection of merit.
어떻게네? 다티네마 다티네 아니지 다촉 표숨 촉아시 촉 양타마시 촉 비타마시 삼마트에디 파 삼무 십소비 대바이나 촉야부 삼마트에 촉 자원인 삼마트에디사 파 진짜 야부 삼당바이나 촉 대바라 촉대시 대바 매바라 촉대시 뭐 다 독스 제바이나 다 독사디
So because we do not know the way to perfectly accumulate the collections of merit. Therefore, our minds have been obscured and have been obscured since beginningless time. So, then why is it that we do not know how to perfectly accumulate the collection of merit? If you think about it, end of the day, it all boils down to a lack of faith.
어떤데 샤데 따톤다 독섬다나 텐데 제단 자자 가서 쉬었나 신데 대발라 툭데 다 강라이나 대발 표준 초보지 여바이나 대나니 조사야 표준 초보 용투에 로 티나 다 디바세 용투구야래 티나 랑스 용수 조보지 시투구야래 다디니 산제세디 착투베시 따톤다 다 독사톤다 산제 다만제세 도서 차와디 대발라 툭데 시다
So this is a it's the same like what we've been talking about here in the past couple of lessons. Yeah, it all boils down to faith. Everything boils down to faith, isn't it? Yeah. So if one has a faith, then one would be able to perfectly accumulate the collections. One would be able to purify the obscurations, and in that process, then one would definitely achieve Buddhahood or enlightenment. Yeah. So enlightenment boils down to faith.
Oh, today is the show. Oh, doctor, that one that this one I am some of the time. Just that that so that she was not seen the Teva said she was charge. College in the kitchen, but it looks in that Teva the negative in Dunsey. Katuina, that's some of the time. She is some of the only on the time. Teva said the kitchen. 섬노시 코제 아니 대바 깨라 아니 좋아지고 해 어디 있어래
So this is something that we have to think about it constantly. We need to use our minds, need to use the power of logic and reason to see why is faith so important and how to develop it. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So it all, as I mentioned, it's all boils down. To faith, yeah. So we have finished with the section on guru devotion, correctly relying on the virtuous friend. But perhaps this may be useful for those of you who have been around for a while. Usually, in order to train our minds in seeing the Guru as Buddha, one is mentioned in the teachings that we should meditate, reflect on four points, four outlines. Okay. So basically, the thesis to be proven to our own minds, the thing that we need to prove to ourselves, is that our Guru is Buddha. And this is something in Vajradhara himself has stated that our Guru is Buddha. So that's the thesis, and that thesis is to be proven through the use of scriptural quotations, authority, and reasoning. So the first one is Guru Vajradhara. Vajradhara himself has stated that the Guru is Buddha. Then the next thing is that next thing to think about is how the Guru is the agent of all the Buddha's enlightened activities. Then the third outline is that even in this time, the Buddhas are still working for the benefit of us sentient beings. By thinking about this, then we establish for ourselves that our Guru is Buddha. And the fourth outline is there's nothing to trust in our appearance. So our appearances are not certain, not definite. So these are the four outlines that one should meditate on in order to prove to our minds that our Guru is Buddha. So this is mainly for those of you who have, not so much for the new people, but those of you who have been around for a while. So I thought maybe this might be useful for you. So we finished with the section on Guru devotion, correctly relying on the virtuous friend in thought and in action. And then what do you do after you've relied correctly on the virtuous friend in thought and action? What are the stages of training? So in terms of the stages of in terms of the training, the practices, basically there are the preliminaries, then the actual body, and then the conclusion. So here, first of all, we'll talk about the preliminaries here. So the preliminaries here in this context refers to the six preliminary practices, or the six, I think, preparatory practice might be a better, conveys the meaning better, the six preparatory practices here.
Oh, tukshine, tatine.
Okay, so there are the six preparatory practices. Okay, so the first is to clean well the place where you're staying, and then to arrange the. And the representations of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind.
What does it mean? That is, Karasana, that is,
So it is mentioned in the teachings that it is very important to do one's practice, whatever practice it may be, to do those practices in a clean, in a very clean place, in a clean environment. When cleaning the place where you stayed, where you're going to do the practice, it is not just about cleaning the dirt on the outside. Yeah. Although it is important to do that, but at the same time, it is important that while you clean the room or the environment externally, you also clean your mind. Yeah. Okay. So you have to do both external and internal cleaning. Yeah. So when one is cleaning the room with each swipe or with each action of cleaning, at that time you can think that you are also purifying your afflictions, whatever afflictions may be stronger in your mind, whatever it is, you can think that the dirt on the outside is a reflection, as a or represents your afflictions. Yeah. So if you can think in this way when you're cleaning, then it's said to be very beneficial.
Yeah.
So if you keep your the environment in which you're doing your practice, and if you keep it clean, it does make a difference, you know, to the worldly gods, the celestial beings who are on the white side, yeah, who support Dharma practitioners, yeah. So you receive their help and support, yeah. And since it is good to set up the representations of the Buddhist body, speech, and mind, it is important that we set these holy objects in a clean place. Yeah. It would not be good at all to set up the representations of the Buddhist body, speech, and mind in a dirty or in a filthy place, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So by setting up the representations of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind in a clean place, it helps in the accumulation of merit. So, whether you get your maid to clean your place, if you don't have a maid, then you just have to clean it yourself. Yeah. The point is you have to keep the environment clean. Okay, so it does help. It doesn't really help the mind a lot. Yeah. Singapore is a clean, it's considered to be a very clean place, yeah. Clean country, yeah. And you know, of course, if you go to certain places, you know, homes of certain people, where if they have domestic help, yeah. Of course, the place is usually very clean, yeah. But I have been to places whereby people do not have any domestic help, and usually the place is quite messy. It's quite messy, and yeah. So I think it's very important, I guess, to put aside time to keep your living environment and the place where you're going to do your practice, to keep it clean and neat. Yeah.
Oh, today I'm quite. Oh, that's it. That one day, that day, when church is in there, then I'm just doing some service. When church is in service, then I'm just doing.
所以，I mean, this is pretty obvious, isn't it? Yeah. Whether you're talking about it from the Dharma point of view, you know, the preparatory practice, or you're talking about it from hygiene point of view. Health and so forth. It's important to keep the place clean, isn't it? There is a benefit, yeah. But I guess when that does not happen, it is probably due to laziness. Yeah. So anyway, points to be, by keeping the place clean, it helps, yeah. It's very helpful, yeah. It benefits us, yeah.
The
next is arranging the representations of the Buddha's bodies, speech and mind, yeah, holy objects, yeah. So there are many reasons why we arrange or have holy objects, yeah. Many reasons, yeah. So one of which is I guess it helps in our meditation, yeah. Because if you have something to look at, you know, something to focus on, perhaps it may make a difference to your visualization. Okay, and it arises maybe easily. When we have holy objects on the altar, representations of the Buddhist Bodhisattva line, when they are holy objects, we are more likely, isn't it, to make offerings, prostrate and so forth, isn't it? It induces us to engage in such virtuous activities.
Yeah.
So the point I'm trying to make is that you have to understand why we do certain things. Yeah, you have to see the point. Why is it that we have to do the preparatory practices of cleaning the room and arranging the representations of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind. Having an altar or setting up the representations of the Buddhist body, speech, and mind is not an absolute necessity. But however, it is said that it is very useful for beginners like ourselves. Yeah. But you have to understand that it is not an absolute must. So next is obtaining the offerings without deceit. And then arrange them beautifully. So we have to obtain the offerings, that we set out on the altar that we make, should not be obtained through deceit. Yeah. So if the cause of obtaining the offerings is deceit, you know what deceit is. Yeah. You bought the offerings with money obtained through non-virtuous means, such as stealing, cheating others, taking others for a ride and fooling them, and then you get something in return. So these offerings are considered
not very good.
So the motivation should not be deceitful as well. Yeah. So when we make offerings, we should make them sincerely, with a pure motivation. Yeah. It is not for show. You don't make offerings. You don't set up nice offerings for an exhibition. You know, you want to try to prove something to others. You want to show that you're trying to please the sponsors or what have you.
어떻지네 다톤다 딘데 숨어도 다티네 마 아니 지 땐데 와라 소틴데 쳐 섬제 다톤다니 다 남주이나 딘데 이모도 다변나 남주이나 가서 쳐베 띵기 숨소 딘데 던토나야 아니 지 변다 심보 용아 쳐바 섬제 쳐베 띵기 숨하던 딘데 덤바이나 디 툴라 땐네 다 아니 지 쳐 다 가서 산제 탐제기 장알라 다 나가다 님베 다 쳐바 딘데 아니 산제라
So next is sitting down on a comfortable seat. Yeah. So anyway, with respect to making offerings, yeah. So it is said that it is beneficial to recite the clouds of offering Dharani. So by reciting the clouds of offering Dharani, it is said that all the numberless Buddhas receive the skies of offerings.
What in the shop? Tinema, then the Allah, Lutambur Sang, the Jimmo Tung, Jimmo Chet, Jolam Jiquen, Jamdos, Judan Tingers, Dinya Bashicha, somebody.
So next, sitting in, you should sit up straight, you know, on a comfortable seat in a suitable posture. Yeah, so your legs either in the full or the half lotus position. Yeah? Then you should absorb yourself yeah, in the practices of going for refuge and generating bodhicitta or the altruistic intention. Yeah. It is mentioned in the teachings that we should sit in the sevenfold Vairochana posture. So if we are able to do our practices while sitting in the sevenfold Vairochana posture, then there's a benefit
here. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you sit either in the full or the half lotus position, okay, with your backs straight, your hands in your lap in the meditation posture. You leave your mouth and your tongue in your natural position. You know, you close your eyes, but you let your eyes fall in the direction of focusing, not so much focusing, but you let your eyes fall, you know, in the direction of the tip of the nose, yeah. And then, in your shoulders, both shoulders should be of equal level. And then tilt your head forward just slightly.
What in this? That day, 상 다다매행시 봐봐.
By sitting in the in this sevenfold Varachana posture, one is able to sit in one is able to do the practice the session for a long time without any difficulties. If you sit in any other kind of posture, although you may be temporarily more comfortable, but you will not be able to sustain that posture for a long time. Okay.
Oh, tindey is that tindey na kaya sare atoksin eh. That tanda yun tindey tindey sana tanda lu lesson mo chae. That tanda taganashin ani seme les seme sebo yung ay. Oh, tindey kita kopya jinsa mangbo yote si tindey shukto ba yna. Haba ta diya ko ni ma sa ji tun tanya si ka ma ta yurong bo niya ma chingeji na tindey detum na nam nam chudun des tindey detum na kando yung ay. Oh, tisong mo yote.
So. Yeah, if one is able to sit in this posture when doing your practice, it makes your body serviceable. You're able to put it to whatever you use, yeah. And it helps to have a clear mind, yeah. So we're talking about, you know, doing the practice in the long run, you know. So if you want to do it, if you're engaging in constant practice and then sitting in this posture helps. Yeah. We're not just talking about sitting in this posture just for one session.
Yeah.
So, but of course, we have to get used to sitting in such a posture. Yeah. So at the beginning, it may be a bit difficult because we are not used to it. Yeah. So we just have to get into the habit, yeah.
Oh, tinder sha ta tinder deni dene ma ta chamdo sim chi judan ting ha su chawa sungu yore ta tinder yza ta dene chamdo sim chi che oti sungu yore ti cha la ro tinder de che ta chavi su chamdo sim chi che ta ti kon la yungu yore pe na ta rangi sim di ko nyam bu yome ane sam la tang ya nyimung bu she chawa yina ta nyimung ma she chung lu tang kwa ya
Okay, so next after you sit down in the sevenfold Varachana posture, then we have to, you know, absorb yourself in the practices of refuge and bodhicitta, the altruistic intention. Yeah? But at this point, it's important first to check the state of one's mind. You know? So if the mind is in a negative state, if there is manifest affliction, it is important to remove, to ensure, to at least to make the mind transform into at least a neutral state. Yeah. Okay? So, there is the practice of the nine-round breathing. The nine-round breathing exercise. Yeah. If one can do that, then it's good. If not, then just the point is to try to make the afflictions go away, at least to make the mind come to a neutral state. Okay.
Well, today came with that long is 70, then a ulate, no long is 70 ulate, and it would march at Mat Nagunama, that much chirpun to gala, and then it that would not number some. And in Yumumbo, Sim Yumumbish on the son, and Yumokan Shushavati, the word not good number some chip, much chitin to gala. Juga, atau tindak silap juga, tindak itu, ko 우동 쳐바는 냠두 다 코 소소 밑바 땜부 통은 쳐바이나 아니 지 변도 용하시 다 통다티네 이슬을
We can focus on breathing, on our breathing. Place your attention on your breathing. Then as you exhale, you think that all your afflictions, whatever affliction is manifest, whatever is stronger, you can think that is expelled from your body with the exhalation. Yeah. And that affliction or the afflictions are expelled in the form of black smoke, or and they leave your body and then they dissolve into your space. Yeah. Then when you inhale, you think that you, at the same time, you think you are inhaling the blessings of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the form of a white light. Yeah. So and then this goes into you, and then it blesses your mental continuum, yeah, transforming your mind into virtue. Yeah. So you can do this meditation. Yeah. So this breathing meditation exercise does make a difference. Yeah, you know, in those times when we are more stressed. Then if you breathe deeply, and then you just let out just a long, you breathe out, and take your time, just breathe out, it helps, isn't it? You get some sort of relief. Yeah,
so
this can release your tension. No,
when you have so much stress, unhappy, when what do you call that, Exercise.
Sigh your head.
Sayang. Sighing. Whatever. Yeah. So many people do that. Yeah. They're so stressed, then they breathe long.
Well, it's like starting an engine, isn't it? So it's like when you pump air into your tires, yeah. There's this sound.
Not the pump, but the puncher. First time you peel up with this stress, your whole mind, with this stress. When you breathe it, that become punctured, Car wheel, what do you call it? Punctured?
Lao Hong.
Something like that. What did they say? That Tonda, that they got Yung Desh, what did they say?
Yeah, so if we are able to sustain, do this breathing exercise meditation with some attention and focus, it will make a difference. And it is our experience, isn't it? Yeah. So the whole point of this exercise is that by doing this, we makes it easier for us to employ our mind in virtue. Basically, we're trying to move the mind in the direction of virtue, yeah. At least into the positive state, basically.
Oh, today, that tonda today, ma, that jisim chabarjin kiva chine, that jisim chabarjin ane, that kiva suta be, raba, watoksine sunguyare, da. Kiva suta be, ani kiamro che, ani tini sim ke, watine pare.
So, within within a virtuous frame of mind, visualize the objects of refuge, and then go for refuge, and then develop the altruistic intention.
What in the shop? That in it, I shall buzz a cooking machine, that in a mamma, cooking me up, was on that in the shop. There is that in a man, she bought a hot dog. She gave you set up, and it jumped to send the Yapoy change of a jella, and she gave you ma, that ranky, gave you word to shine, and it means some to my team, what in the summer tongue, dinema, that she bought that social set up, what in good.
So after doing the practices, after doing well, the practices of going for refuge and developing bodhicitta, and then dissolve the objects of refuge that you have visualized in front of you, and absorb them into you through the point between your eyebrows. Yeah.
That dungin nang kata sozon soda bela daga nashin dungin nang kata jazin choba dan samata wiki ben lama dan sanje chang sem nirang kado na chak pato miyako shubha samde sozon soda abso to se.
Rangel niente kado yorwa
kado sem kata
kado yorwa
kado sem chojong
kado gyumidu
kado lafya da zo chojong reta chojong.
So that's the fourth preparatory practice is visualizing the field of merit. In short form we say merit field, yeah, but in full is the field of merit, yeah. So you visualize the field of merit in the space in front of you, primarily the lineage gurus of the vast conduct in the profound view, and the countless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, solitary realizers. Then you have the hearers, along with not the attendants. Yeah, those who abide in the order. Those who abide in the Buddha's order, the Buddha's word, which means the Dharma protectors. Okay.
Oh, tuksine. Ta tonda dela. Ta tonda rangi tungi nangkala. Ta tonda ini. Oh, tuksine ta. Rava ta. Ta tonda kalor ta. Ati kanga kugai me mishin ta mashita. カズ、カズシュワナンシレ、だとんだいに、だとんだいに、ゾーダ、ドンバシャジャトバ、ロバ、ゾーチェ、アニシキ、デデイスウェタ、アニティ、テンラ、ダ、ギベラマ、アニエラ、ダトンダ、チャンバ、ダ、ジャジンジュジュギ、ンチャンバネ、マ、ダトンダ、ジャジンジュジュギ、ラマ、アニテン、ユナ、ダ、サマタジュ、ジャメネマシュ、サマタジュギ、ラマ、
When we visualize the merit field, you can visualize Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, and then to the right of Shakyamuni Buddha are the lineage gurus of the extensive deeds or the vast conduct. To the Buddha's right, yeah. That means our left, yeah. So to the Buddha's left, on the Buddha's left are the lineage gurus of the profound view. And then surrounding them are all the idams, the mind seal deities or the meditational deities, all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, solitary realizers, hearers, basically the arhats, yeah. And then the Dakas, Dakinis, and the Dharma protectors.
What in this that Anishitas, Ravata, Anishita, Rang Sosai, Shings, what in the Anishita, and count to that Sibush Sota, what did it?
So visualize as much as well as you're able the field of merit, because it is the field for us to accumulate the collections. Yeah.
What to say? Tina ma ta ngaba di chok sa ba tan di ba jang wa sta tan da yin chok sa di ba jang ta tan da ti sung yo de sa jang ngaba di.
So the fifth point next is doing the practices of accumulating merit and purifying the obscurations.
What to say? Ta tina ma ani si ta cho ta kar so le ta.
Okay, so on page 29, it is extremely difficult for the paths to arise in your continuum if the favorable conditions for their arising, the accumulations of the collections, have not been accumulated, and their adverse conditions, the obscurations, have not been purified. Therefore, you need to purify the mind by means of the seven limb practice or the seven branches of worship. Yeah. Which sounds a little bit more atas now. Seven limb, Anyway, it's the seven branches of worship. It's my preference these days. Which brings together the key points of accumulation and purification. So, what is this paragraph saying? This paragraph is telling us what we need to do if we want to develop the experiences of the Dharma, and telling us what we need to do if we want to develop these experiences and the realizations of the path in our minds. Okay? So this paragraph is saying that we need to accumulate the collections, accumulate merit, and to purify our minds of obscurations. Okay? So these are the two things that we need to do. Accumulating merit and purifying the mind of obscurations are the cooperative conditions for developing the realizations. Okay, they are the cooperative conditions. They are, in simple English, they are the factors that assist in the production of realizations in our mind. The main cause, the substantial cause, or the main cause for developing the realizations in our minds are sustaining the relevant meditations of the path. So, sustaining the relevant meditations of the path is the main cause, the substantial cause for producing the realizations in our minds. So, you need these. So, in order to develop realizations, we need both the main cause and the assisting factors. So, this paragraph is not just saying that, oh, you just accumulate merit and then engage in purification and that is enough, then the realizations will arise. No. Okay? This is just one part of the equation, yeah. Okay? Accumulating merit and purifying the minds are the cooperative conditions, the assisting factors. The main cause for developing the realizations, basically the main cause is sustaining the meditations of the path.
Oh, that bena nyene sina bena nyuguji jela ko nyene chedi bejena sabundu chi lo wa cha da mingnam ko me di da lam gi mingnam khanda khang gile che mingnam ko me di sabana chi chago nyuguji sabana chi chago yare da lenji chi gen se di nyugudi nyuguji bu yobe pen tu gu yo ma ko la da ki gen da bena chu dang chue dang da mangbu chi da lenji chi ge mangbu chi chang gu yo ro da ga nang xin mingnam jang ba chi bu
So these two words, substantial cause and cooperative condition, is something that will come out very often. Yeah, as we go into the course, yeah. And even in our Dharma studies, yeah. Okay? So it is, therefore it is very important to gain an understanding of the meaning of these two words. Okay, okay, what are they? Substantial cause and cooperative condition. Okay, so what is a substantial cause? To give an illustration of a substantial cause, the substantial cause of a sprout is the seed. The seed transforms into the sprout. So the seed is the substantial cause of the sprout. But having a seed alone, you know, alone doesn't mean that you're going to have a sprout. You know, in order for the seed to become a sprout, we need all the assisting factors, the cooperative conditions, okay? So the cooperative conditions to produce a sprout would be the water, the moisture, and the correct temperature, and so forth. Yeah. They assist the seed to transform into a sprout. So you need both the substantial cause and the cooperative conditions. So similarly, the main cause or the substantial cause for all the realizations that we want in our minds, the substantial cause is sustaining the relevant meditations on the path. Okay? But having said that, you know, if we just sustain the meditation, but without, you know, putting effort into accumulating merit and purification, the realizations will not arise. Okay, so therefore, while we sustain the meditations or the relevant meditations on the path, we need to engage. We need to bring together the cooperative conditions in the form of accumulating merit and purifying our minds of obscuration. Ole.
Tinema, da caredota, chatsawat in salve, da tosine, da tondaini, de la captir, da so sayat and jibajane, da tondaini, a la dunus or tosini, da tinde chido, da langipula toba jeguiore, no, toba jeg chido, da carison sosa, jibajangue, or tesa, da tine, cande sacogres, da tonda tisuri, a la tumba masume, at insal.
Okay, so in order to generate the realizations and experiences and the realizations of the path in our minds, then we need to accumulate merit and we need to purify our minds of obscurations. How should we go about doing it? We go about doing it by practicing the seven branches of worship, or the seven limb prayer, the seven limb practice. Yeah.
So
the first of the seven branches of worship is the branch of obeisance. Yeah. We usually say prostrations, yeah. Okay. But I think obeisance or homage may be more suitable, yeah. As you can see in the king of prayers, yeah. So in the King of Prayers, the first paragraph says, You lions among humans, gone to freedom in the present, the past, and the future. In the worlds of the 10 directions, to all of you with body, speech, and sincere mind, I bow down. So in this paragraph basically brings together the practice of paying homage with one's body, speech, and mind. So with regard to the limb of prostration, the prostration combining the three doors is set out in the single stanza which starts with whoever, which is basically the first verse of the King of Prayers. Yeah. So this is not a prostration to the world spheres of one direction and to the Buddhas of one time. Rather, focusing on all the conquerors residing in the 10 directions and the three times, you prostrate body, speech, and mind to them with respect and from the bottom of your heart. Paying a physical obeisance or physical homage. Yeah. So this is expressed by the second verse in the King of Prayers. With the energy of aspiration for the Bodhisattva way, with a sense of deep respect, and with as many bodies as atoms of the world, to all you Buddhas visualized as real, I bow down. So the motivation in the beginning of paying homage is extremely important. So here we are asked to reflect on the Bodhisattva activities and the practices of the merit field in front of us. By reflecting on those, then we are able to develop faith. Yeah. And then with that faith, then you pay homage, yeah, you make prostrations. So we should imagine that we are prostrating to all the Buddhas, abiding in all directions and times. So imagine, visualize them as if we are seeing them directly, okay? As if we are actually perceiving them directly. Yeah. So first, bring to mind all the Buddhas of the past, present, and future. Bring them to mind.
Rang that zamne di du tarbi tamba nyamba ji rangi du du ji du mi pa che che ani ji ta tu sum cho da tu tam je gi san je la ani ji ta ta ya la ngai cha che ya na du sala pa ba tar chang cha che o ti de
so so when we prostrate in Ishita, it says that we should emanate, you know, duplicate, you know, images of our bodies, you know, equal in number to the atoms, you know, of the world, yeah. And then with these many number of bodies, you know, then we prostrate, you know, to all the Buddhas of all directions and of all times, yeah.
어떻게 다 돈다 돼야 한 네 가지 가르스나 빼나다 초지자와 다 그러와 퇴단 초반 강에 다 초지자와 세븐 잡아지 아니지 당기 유유도 잡아지나 유유도 채 다가 나신 당기 류디 류차이 타느냐고 또 차 잡아지나 다 판유 빠도 매가 쉬운가 그러와 다 당기 류찍이 상제 찍어 차 차야다 군인 된도 잡아지나 다다리다 삼바 자차와 차비어래 삼바 자차와 인자 티차네
So here we are asked to prostrate to the numberless Buddhas, yeah, of the past, present and future and of all directions. And we are asked to prostrate to them while visualizing, you know, emanating countless duplicates of ourselves, you know, equal to the number of atoms of the world. And you know, with these number of bodies, we prostrate to all the numberless Buddhas, yeah. So what's the point? What is the reason? Yeah? Because if you were to compare this way of prostrating to just prostrating to one Buddha with one body, there is a difference, yeah, in terms of the mental perspective, isn't it? The outlook, isn't it? Who you bring to mind? You know, how many a number of bodies you prostrate with? So it makes a difference to the amount of merit. Accumulated, so it said that there are new immeasurable benefits.
What in this is that Chazan that enjoy that Negachimbu Chagio, Shengwe, Benamon to charge seven Kabla Yang, that beat up with that Kunun Tebe Kune Lamata. And it's you that can't charge as a Yuding Sebush Lloyd Char. There are chickmen, but tongue letter with some. 강 차선에 가서 라니자 탕을 잡아 섬을 땅는 차지 채바이나 아니 즉 차차와 직발에 대 이나야 다 용수조 내가 용수 없이는 차차바이나 그 편이 다 쉬어지다 된도 내가 또 사토에지 용구도 와
그래서 So these are important points to take note, yeah. Okay. So therefore, the beginning when you make prostrations, the motivation is important. Then, when you prostrate, you should bring to mind all the numberless Buddhas of all the directions and of all times. Yeah. And then when you prostrate to them, you should prostrate to them while visualizing emanating numerous duplicates of your body, you know, equaling to the number of atoms of the world. And you prostrate with these numberless bodies. Yeah. So you're able to do this and you accumulate immeasurable merit, yeah. You know, compared to just making prostration, you know, without thinking, and then prostrating one Buddha with one body, you know, there's no competition in terms of merit. No way, you know, no comparison whatsoever. You know. So, do you think there is a difference or not? By prostrating without thinking and prostrating with doing all this, you know, like Star Wars, you know, animation, have difference, not? Uvo.
Kapala kasi chua tenga to chao bum chena danya cha karso tanda chao bum tando gana rangi bum chi chua chi chao chi chena chao bum nungri visi chua chiki do wada.
No, you accept that there's the benefit, not? You accept, huh? Oh, then if you do 100,000 prostrations with one body versus doing one prostration by visualizing 100,000 bodies, is there a difference now? Hello?
You can only answer in a certain way because you have already said yes at the beginning. So
yes. When you go to...
The bigger,
I don't know how do you say some, but perhaps the wider your perspective, the more merit you accumulate. I think that's the point. So if your mind is in the, one would say narrow, but if it's expensive, not expensive, but expensive, then the merit you accumulate will be much greater. If your mind is what is the opposite? I wouldn't say narrow, but you know, if it is not as expansive, then the merit you accumulate will be lesser.
Oh, tinderisha. Ta nyeba yegi chani. Ta tinema ta duji tena shib chik sun duji tena duni sanje sing uno shu de ta shu tamje jo ta ji kong me so tu shi ta shu lo chi de sung yong hai.
Okay, then the third verse of the King of Prayers. On every atom are Buddhas numberless as atoms. Each emits a host of bodhisattvas. And I am confident the sphere of all phenomena is entirely filled with Buddhas in this way.
What do you mean? Tatunda yigi cha chen du kala ta pena du re re teng du yang ta du tam je gi tang dan yin be du ji gi tan na yang du tam je gi tang dan yin be san je chi sam lo tang chi te la ani ji chang ju sam ba tam je gi guan ne yo ba wo tin de sam lo tang chi ani ta da gi ta gu sung tu gi yun de tian chi ani ji ta te ba je ro.
So this verse has got to do with paying a homage with one's mind. You know. So it says, on every atom are Buddhas numberless as atoms. So can you imagine, on every atom, you think that there are numberless Buddhas equal in number to the numberless atoms. And each of these numberless Buddhas are surrounded by all the bodhisattvas. By bringing this to mind, then you reflect on the qualities of their holy body, speech, and mind. Then you develop faith. Yeah. So,
Normally, Rinpoche said, if you do like that, you're mind blowing.
Yeah, so is it also you emanate numberless replicas of yourself, and you prostrate, you know, with this faith. Yeah.
这种，到底，咱当时说那些嘞，到底要过三六当秋去了多，是吧？过六月长的年把，三月三月天嘞，呀，六月天嘞，呀，六月长的年把三月就要过三六当些，他，告诉我嘞，他吃，吃吧，吃吧，伊那过呀，体会说那八度那么下去，用我的话，他过。
So again, this has got to do with the mental perspective. Yeah. Here, we think that on every atom are numberless Buddhas equal in number to the numberless atoms. Yeah. Buddhas equal in number to the numberless atoms on each atom. So if we can think in such a way, then of course, because the mental perspective is so much bigger, wider, then it makes a difference into the merit accumulated. Then the next verse in the King of Prayers, with infinite oceans of praise for you, and oceans of sound from the aspects of my voice, I sing the breathtaking excellence of Buddhas and celebrate all of you gone to bliss. So this is paying homage with one's speech. So this verse is paying homage to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas with one's speech here. So so as mentioned before, so you bring to mind the qualities of the body, speech and mind of the Buddhas and numberless Buddhas. So as said in the previous verse, on every atom are numberless Buddhas equal in number to the numberless atoms here. And all of them are surrounded by Bodhisattvas. Bringing this to mind, and then when we reflect on their qualities, then we develop faith. Yeah. Then with this faith, and then we verbally express our faith. You know, by reciting these praises, expressing the qualities. You know, and at the same time, then you can make. At the same time, so you can think that you emanate numberless replicas of yourself. You know, and all these replicas of yourselves are expressing these praises. Yeah. So that's therefore it's important to know that when we pay homage, yeah, we can do that. There is physical, verbal and mental homage, okay? Yeah. So and you should know what they entail individually. Yeah. What do they mean? Yeah. So what is physical homage? What is verbal homage? And what is mental homage? So you have to know how to extract the most out of your prostrations. Yeah. So while you're making prostrations, you have to know what are the factors that will make the prostration very powerful in terms of accumulating merit. What do you have to think about? What kind of mindset? What do you have to visualize? So these are important points. Yeah. Okay. So in the teachings, they talk about the immeasurable benefits of making prostrations. Yeah. So when we make prostrations, physical prostrations, when our body is on the floor, the body covers a specific area on the ground, isn't it? Yeah. So there are numberless atoms, isn't it? So and then the numberless atoms, from them there right up to the very core of the earth. I mean, literally in Tibetan, this is the golden ground. I don't know where the golden ground is. Let's imagine that it is the earth core. the middle of the earth, anyway, it's there. A lot of atoms still there. The point is, we accumulate, the causes to be reborn as a wheel-turning king. A wheel-turning king, 1,000 times per atom that is covered, right from here up down to the wherever the golden ground is.
So, anyway,
these are the benefits that these are the immeasurable benefits stated in the teachings. Yeah, but the benefits are we say that they're hidden for us. Yeah, hidden in the sense that it is not obvious. It's not something that we can realize easily, or that we can see for ourselves. It is hidden. Yeah, for us. So, but anyway, the point is there are these benefits. So, if you can, every now and then you should, with these mindsets and attitudes, and then do some prostrations. So as much as possible, when you prostrate, do it with a virtuous state of mind, with positive motivation, and then when you prostrate, prostrate with all those visualizations that we have talked about, emanating numberless duplicates of yourself, and you prostrate to all the numberless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of all directions and times. Yeah. So if you're able to do one prostration with these visualizations and these attitudes, actually, basically, you've accomplished the goal, the purpose. Yeah. So as much as possible, you should put this into practice all the time. Okay. So. I think we will be able to finish the rest of the seven branches of worship, yeah, in the next lesson. Okay, question time. The thought occurred to me to say this. Yeah, those of you on the third floor, you have the right to ask questions as well. Somehow, you're kind of forgetting them. But of course, if you want to ask a question, you have to make yourself visible. Come to the front.
So what we've
discussed today about frustrations is something that I guess maybe the senior students are already aware of this, isn't it? Yeah. But generally speaking, if you talk to someone outside or someone who is new to Buddhism, they may be aware of the practice of doing prostrations. They see Buddhists making prostrations. Yeah. But I guess it's very rare to find people who actually know what a prostration is and what to think when making a prostration and how do you maximize that one act of making prostrations. And so it's very rare, isn't it? Yeah. If you look at the people out there. Yeah. So you can see even just from this example, how even just learning, study, makes a huge difference. Just learning, just using this example of making prostrations, if you learn, you study, it makes a huge difference, yeah? To the quality of the prostrations, to the merit that you accumulate. So this is why this is just one example, example of prostrations and the difference of studies and make to your practice of prostrations. Yeah. And this is why I always say, study is so important. Learning and study, it makes a huge difference to our practice. So in terms of accumulating merit, the merit you accumulate, after having done some study, it's definitely much more, yeah. Much more, yeah. Much more powerful as well, yeah.
这种，第七度高了，但对那深度高，但胸了，特什么切，这个你们来了偏到有些辛苦的话，别的了想了，可牛个没得话，是吧？特什么切，什么切吧，这个让你们来别他的多了偏到辛苦的话，别的想了，是吧？So
just using this example here, you can clearly see that study, learning, only benefits the practice. It doesn't harm the practice, yeah. Studying doesn't harm the practice, doesn't disrupt your practice, isn't it? So you can see there's a connection between the study and practice. Yeah. Just using this example of a topic of prostrations, yeah, there is a connection between your study and your practice. Yeah. And you can see how study improves the quality of one's practice. Yeah. So, but as we have seen in the earlier section on listening to the Dharma, so it is not sufficient just to hear the teachings, but we have to put whatever we have heard into practice. Yeah, then we will enjoy all the benefits that we have just mentioned in the teachings. Yeah, of course, hearing the teachings itself, there is some benefit. Yeah, but in order to extract the full benefit, then we have to put those teachings into practice. Yeah. Question? Microphone. Why do we prostrate three times and not just one time, is it? Or five times, or seven times, or don't prostrate at all? Sorry? Why is it that prayers are usually like certain verses are usually repeated three times? So I guess in the case of making three prostrations, I guess it may symbolize the three objects of refuge, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Yeah? I guess may. So I guess there may be some connection between the connection to the number of objects, to the number of objects of refuge in the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, and perhaps also maybe can represent paying homage with one's body, speech, and mind. Yeah. Perhaps there, I guess you can say that these, there can be such a connection. Yeah. But the point is this: there's no fixed number. It's not die. You have to do everything in threes. Every time before each class or any Dharma teaching, we recite the prayer of refuge and bodhicitta three times. Yeah. So the point of reciting that prayer is to allow, give ourselves time and opportunity to adjust our motivation, isn't
it?
So, if, you know, if you're able to bring forth the attitude of refuge and bodhicitta with just one recitation, you know, then you just have to do one, you don't have to do three. You know? It's not that you have to do three. You know? But even if you recite the prayer three times, but you're not able to bring forth anything, technically speaking, you know what I mean? You have to recite, you know, until the attitude arises in the mind, you know. If you need to recite it for 100,000 times, you know, then there's a danger. We may not have class at all and all the time. We never ever have class, I think.
That's
the reality.
I think in the text it says something that under page 25 that Lama Adisha regarded Selimpa as unequal among spiritual teachers. So it sounded as though there's some biasness with regards to guru. But the idea, I don't think that was the idea, right? I mean, it's like you're supposed to see all gurus as Buddha, so technically all Buddhas are supposed to be equal. So I'm just wondering whether Geshe-la can elaborate on that.
Equal in what sense?
They are all enlightened, yeah. So it's like, you know, you in the way you
equal in qualities, lah.
In qualities and so forth, yeah. So there must be some. I mean, for ordinary being, we tend to have biasness. We do have affinity for some teachers and lesser affinity for some teachers. But the idea is to train to be able to see all teachers as kind. Yeah. So there must be a context whereby, you know, he regarded, Lama Tisha actually regarded Selimpa as unequal among spiritual teachers. So I'm just wondering what is the, maybe Geshe-la can elaborate what's the context here.
You got a question?
So the total there, then the number of the sitting bar number two tier, and the Korean has
Korean
two tier, and then it's somebody Tang Yong is equal to our Nama Tang was something to start.
That is so cutting channel, that is 저 윤, 다 윤대기 전에 선물 당겨야 말이야. 저 거딩이 전에. 그리고 랑라다 작과도 너는 세링과 랑라다 전주 성계의 당과 조용사리 남아 세링만의 영화야. 제장 다 딘대기 전주 성계의 다저 거딩 진실 다 라면은 쇼도 진실 다 떠나 거딩 최쇼 진실 다 떠나 딘대기 받아 윤대기 전에 쓰기야 말이야. 그 거딩이 전에 거딩이 거딩 최종 연구로 와. 딘대기 전에 다
So the question basically was that Lama teacher considered Lama Selimpa as his one of his main teachers. Yeah. Although he had so many teachers, yeah. So that may imply that there is some bias on his side. Yeah. So basically, yeah. So that's basically the qualm. Yeah. Lama, a teacher, regarded Lama Selimpa as the foremost or one of his main teachers, not so much because this Lama Selimpa had more qualities than the others. Yeah. I don't think it was that. Yeah. I think from the perspective of qualities, I think you see all of them as the same. Yeah. But there's a difference in the kindness that's shown to the individual. Yeah. Because there is a difference in the kindness that you receive from different teachers, isn't it? Yeah. In the case of Lama, a teacher, he regarded Lama Selimpa as very important because it was from Lama Selimpa that he received the instructions on developing the kind heart, bodhicitta, and it was through Lama Selimpa's guidance that he was able to develop bodhicitta. Yeah. So because of that, you know, he regarded Lama Selimpa as very kind. Yeah.